This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Still in at the controls. Doug is out. He's on his way back. He will be back on the air with us on Friday. Now, this story caught my attention in USA Today today. A male birth control shot exists, ladies. Did you know this?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw the story.
Well, I think they were doing trials on it, right? Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the deal. So this male birth control shot has been created. It's nearly 96% effective. Good news at preventing pregnancy, according to researchers. But a study on the contraceptive ended early after the men taking it reported negative side effects, including mood swings, altered libido, and acne. Huh. Yes. In other words, the experience side effects
familiar.
By women already taking birth control every single day. In the study published last week in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, I read that every week, by the way, found only 4 pregnancies resulted among 266 men who used the contraceptive. The method involved a series of injections that actually lowered sperm count temporarily. While the study occurred between 2008 and 2012, researchers had to stop enrolling new participants in 2011 because of the rate of reported side effects. 20 couples even dropped out of the study because of adverse symptoms like acne, the libido, pain at the injection site, muscle pain, depression, and mood disorders. 17% of participants said they experienced emotional disorders during the study, and the most considered it mild. So this makes me laugh a little bit because there are studies out all the time saying just how wonderfully tough men are. But they, let's be honest here. If they can't handle this study, they could never handle childbirth. And if I see one more man with like rolls of Kleenex shoved up his nose when he has like a runny nose, please give me a break. Women are way tougher.
Well, yeah, exactly. And just even on the birth control front, all of my whole gang of girlfriends, it's like all we do is talk about that, like which pill has made us want to murder our boyfriends, which was Yaz. Remember Yaz? That came out and it literally made women, it's so irate with hormones that women were reporting getting violent with their spouses.
Yeah, I had a friend on it who was like totally not herself on this drug. It completely changed her.
Yeah, and then there's the other one where we get one period a year. That's not fun. And, I mean, it's like we've gone through so many of these, and we keep trying it, and our doctors keep saying, oh, here, try this one and try that one. And we just put up with it. We just deal with it. And it's like, oh, they got some acne. Wah. Really?
And they're not feeling so good. Yeah, this is so funny.
Yeah, did they say how often they have to do the injection?
You know, I don't know, actually. It's a good question.
Because I think it would last longer than having to remember to take a pill
every single day. Yeah, it's another good point. And, you know, women are already taking shots. I mean, Depo-Provera is one that women get. That can be painful, too. Mm. I actually had, from a Depo-Provera shot, had this huge outbreak of, like, weird allergies. My body just did not react well to it. Yet, you hear these stories where men go, oh, gosh, got a little headache, had to drop out of the study.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't super pleasant for them because we already have to deal with that stuff.
Whether you take birth control or not, you're
going to have to deal with it. And so for some women, taking birth control makes it better. For some, it doesn't really. But because it's seen as a necessity, you kind of just, you suck it up and you deal with it. And I would think that men would want more options than, basically, their options are either have to use a condom or get a vasectomy. And this doesn't seem like a bad alternative to have occasional mood swings or to have some pain around where the shot is. I mean, if you're not getting a shot that often, I don't know. It doesn't seem like that big of a deal. And it seems like it would be nice in a relationship to actually be able to have a conversation about who's taking the birth control.
yes.
than to just assume that, okay, well, you're the woman. You're the one who can get pregnant. You're the one who's going to
deal with it.
Right. Let us know what you think about this one. We're all on Twitter. Victoria Keeling can be found on Air Victoria is her handle. Kara Schillen is at C Schillen on Twitter, and I'm at Jennifer Horn. You can also follow our show at DJ V Show on Twitter. Now, while we're in the realm of men and science has now officially said that dad bods are more attractive to women than their slimmer counterparts. That's right. Great news, again, for all of you men out there who like to have a little beer and pizza. Pudgy older fathers live longer, they're more attractive to the opposite sex, and are better at passing on their genes than their leaner counterparts. This is according to scientists. In his new book, How Men Age, Richard Bribescas, who's a professor of anthropology at Yale, suggests that a slow physical decline after becoming a parent makes men healthier, more attractive, likely to live longer. The book says that slight weight gain actually strengthens the immune system, and a study has shown that men with slow metabolisms are around 50% less likely to die in any given year than their skinnier counterparts. Other claims that the book makes, when a man's testosterone level drops off, they become less likely to chase women. He also says men with dad bods become more attentive parents. And I have to admit, in my own life, I never go after, like, the super skinny guy. You always want the guy that's kind of cute and huggable.
I don't like skinny, but I like muscular and toned. And,
well, that's
and
this
whole
nice too.
Yeah, this whole dad bod thing is freaking me out.
Yeah, like,
obviously, this was written by a guy who looks like a dad bod.
Yeah, I was wondering if this the guy who did the book Richard, if he has
Richard.
A dad bod.
Do we want to Google Richard?
Looking at you, Richard.
You think he's falsifying claims to make himself hotter? Is that
what are the chances that Richard has a 6-pack abs? Zero.
Yeah, probably
no chance.
High.
This guy could be a total rock star. We have no idea. I actually think it's true. You look at women, and you look at these smoking hot women, and then they're out there with these, like, you know, pudgy, meh, kind of squatty guys. There is a double standard. What we find attractive, we tend to look at personality more mm-hmm. than looks. I mean, there's so many other things. Where
yeah.
men, it's, you know, it's very black and white as to what they're attracted to.
Yes, that's true. They're a lot more visual.
I just think I also think that men with dad bods are more approachable and just easier to, because they're not looking at other women necessarily. I don't know. I don't necessarily think that women are finding guys with dad bods the most attractive.
I'm looking at Richard Bribescas.
Yeah. Is he a hot guy?
Well, he's an older gentleman, darker skin. He's got like a beard, a goatee. He doesn't have dad bod though. I mean, I would say he's definitely, you know,
really
in good shape.
I think I'm seeing a lot of dad bod.
Really? Different versions of dad bod.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's a dad. I just don't know if he's dad bod. He's an older guy, but look at, he's backpacking around. I mean, he looks like he's pretty fit. Maybe we should. Should we put this up on Facebook and we can vote dad bod or not with this poor guy?
Yes.
Use a picture of him backpacking. All right, we'll put that up right now. Facebook.com/DJV Show. Doug right now is currently flipping over as we're actually rating this poor man who's written this scientific
study. This is
important
stuff. Look, if you write,
this is
if
for
you
science.
Write a book about dad bod, then you are opening yourself up to being rated on whether or not you have a dad bod.
All right, well, that's actually the plan. Facebook.com/DJV Show at 15 minutes past the hour.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply. I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
When you're celebrating 50 years of America's music, everybody shows up.
Let's do it. Come on.
The 50th CMA Awards on ABC with performances by Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan, plus an epic duet with Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, a show-stopping tribute to Dolly Parton, and be there for the first 8 minutes when we make country music history.
You got ready?
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards live tonight, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The dad bod argument continues here behind the scenes on air. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie's out. He'll be back on Friday. Now, ladies, there is some new evidence into the death of Amelia Earhart. Researchers believe that new evidence supports the theory Amelia Earhart did not actually die in a plane crash, but instead as a castaway on a remote island. She was last heard from on July 2nd, 1937, as she tried to establish a record as the first woman to fly around the world. The International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery said in September that they found evidence that Earhart made more than 100 radio transmissions in the days after her plane went missing. The group believes the radio transmissions proved that Earhart landed her plane safely and was then able to use her radio to call for help. They said in a statement that new evidence shows partial skeletal remains found in 1940 on the island of Nikumaroro, which is located between Hawaii and Australia, and they could belong to Amelia Earhart. The bones were analyzed in 1940, but a doctor concluded they belonged to a male, and then the bones were later lost. In 1998, this group discovered files about the remains, including skeletal measurements, and researchers determined the bones were actually consistent with the female of Amelia Earhart's height. Now, I don't know why, but I have goosebumps telling this story. Because I think the mystery surrounding her is just so great. And to think that she was actually a castaway and that she was actually trying to find help. I mean, incredible.
I know, I know. It's oh, God, that's got to be a terrible way to go. Wasting away on a desert island. Ugh.
Well, thanks for bringing it.
I mean, you know, I mean, it's not all
morning.
It's not all just Castaway with Tom Hanks and Wilson. I mean, you know.
God, if she had just made friends with a volleyball.
I know.
Everything would have been fine.
I mean, can't you fish? I mean, there's got to be something you can do.
Who knows? I mean, who knows what kind of supplies and who knows how long she lasted? I mean, if these bones weren't found until 1940 and she was last, I mean, that's a 3-year period. So
yeah, that's
who
true.
Knows?
I no mean, fresh really, water. That's true. Yeah.
Interesting stuff here when you have nothing, but the story and the mystery continue to unfold. I think this one is an interesting one that we'll continue to follow. I'm glad that they're still looking into it. All right. More up ahead. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara Schillen at 21 minutes past the hour.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has a lot to celebrate today, ladies. At 23 past the hour, it is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara. Dougie is out. Bono is in. He's actually made a very interesting list. He's made Glamour's Woman of the Year list. He's not going in the direction of Caitlyn Jenner. No. But he is the first man ever to be included in Glamour Magazine's Woman of the Year list. Last year, Bono and his One campaign launched a Poverty is Sexist movement, highlighting roughly 62 million girls are denied a right to education around the world, and half a billion of them can't read. In a letter to world leaders, Bono called it an outrage that girls account for 74% of all new HIV infections among adolescents in Africa. Glamour said the idea that a man who could select any cause in the world to call his own is choosing to work day after day on behalf of women. They say it's incredibly cool and absolutely deserves applause. Bono says the battle for gender equality won't be won unless men step up and lead alongside women, adding we're largely responsible for the problem, so we have to be involved in the solutions. Bono will be honored on November 14th alongside model Ashley Graham, Gwen Stefani, who's on the list, Simone Biles, and Emily Doe, who is the woman who was assaulted by Stanford swimmer Brock Turner and has remained anonymous, but has definitely been very vocal in telling the story of her horrible encounter with Brock Turner and then the treatment, really, basically, after that.
Yeah.
So, what do we think? Bono, on the list of all women, this is a first for Glamour. You know, I think it's appropriate. I mean, he has done a lot to put women's issues on the forefront, and sometimes it takes a man to do that.
Yeah. And, you know, I think there are so many, and they don't get enough attention, but there are so many wonderful guys out there who are really fighting for women's equality, for gender equality, for women's issues all the time, every day. And, you know, all the way from celebrities like Bono to just, you know, everyday Joes who are really fighting the good fight. And I think it's wonderful that Glamour opened this up to include someone like Bono who's doing so much for women. And also the he for she movement that Emma Watson is largely behind as well. There's so many wonderful guys doing great work there too.
All right, so congratulations goes out to Bono. Dave Matthews also in the news today. There he is. Get out your marijuana, everybody. Going to a Dave Matthews concert is just asking for a contact time. Dave Matthews will headline a benefit for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Stand with Standing Rock on November 27th at the Dar Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. The benefit will raise funds to help protesters fighting against the Dakota Access Pipeline, which is the crude oil pipeline whose path would take it across culturally sacred sites and imperil the reservation's water supply. More artists are going to be announced soon, according to organizers. Tickets for the show are going to go on sale this Friday, November the 4th at 10 a.m. Dave Matthews said, quote, "How can we continue to allow oil money to dictate our environmental and social policies? We are letting the Dakota Pipeline silence their voices. Not only are they desecrating sacred lands, but they also threaten to poison the Missouri River." So Dave Matthews throwing his name, and one of many, by the way, of celebrities who have joined the fight against this pipeline.
It's amazing. I mean, it's, you know, all it takes, and this is where celebrities can do so much good with their fame, and they have such a platform to get the message out. So, you're seeing more and more people jumping on this bandwagon now. I wonder how it's going to all end.
You know what? It's a good question, but a lot of money is being raised through crowdsourcing, and I know this concert will also bring in some money for their fight. So, there we go. Tickets go on sale, and Dave Matthews is the headliner here in this concert. All right, more up ahead. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara at 28 past the hour.
So my wife orders me Harry's shaving set.
Something had to be done.
All right, I admit it. I tend to use the same blade. A lot. It's not that I'm cheap.
Well...
Do you know how much razors cost?
It's ridiculous.
Right. So it arrives, and I have to say, pleasantly surprised. The razor itself is high quality. It feels good in the hand, well-balanced, not cheap. Oh, and the blades are top quality. Harry's owns the factory in Germany where they manufacture them. And the shaving gel...
It smells incredible.
Yeah, but I like it because, well, my neck is...
Sensitive.
Right. But with Harry's, I'm getting a comfortable shave for half the price of the leading five-blade brand.
And when he needs more blades, they're shipped right to the house.
So, yeah, I definitely recommend Harry's. Why wouldn't you?
Try Harry's free trial set yourself. Your trial set includes a razor with one of their quality blades and foaming shave gel for free when you sign up. Just cover shipping. As a bonus for radio customers, get a free post-shave balm with code 1166 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 1166 at checkout to claim your offer.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 100 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 100.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click, and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jen, Victoria, and Kara Schillen at the controls. Oh, ladies, a lot going on. World Series game number 7. We are amped and ready to go. The Cubs have forced a game 7 with a 9-3 victory over the Cleveland Indians. Don't forget, the Cubs were down 3-1 just a couple of days ago. Now tickets are selling for game 7 for as much as $20,000 apiece. Both of these teams have a lot of history on the line. First World Series title for the Indians in 68 years, and the Cubs haven't won it since 1908. So this is going to be a big one. It'll be a night of big pitchers. Kyle Hendricks going up against the ace for the Cleveland Indians, Corey Kluber. And And I think it's time for predictions. Now, Victoria, you said you thought this was the night that the Indians were going to wrap it up. They did not. Yeah. So I don't know how your record is, but we're going to let you pick again. What's going to happen tonight? Is it going to be the Cubbies or the Indians?
Well, now I think the Cubs are on such a roll. They can't be stopped. I think they're determined. They're going to go all the way now.
That's not good, though, because you predicted it wrong yesterday. So what if you say the Cubs are going to win and then you jinx them?
Well, who do you guys want to win? And then I'll just say the opposite.
I want the Cubs to win.
You know, okay. I'm going for the Cubs, but I wouldn't be sad for either team. I mean, I think they're both not ones that are in there regularly. I mean, gosh, if it were like the Giants or the Yankees, it would be less exciting because those are teams that are always there. But I think to have two teams, it's kind of fun that haven't been around in a while. And so I'll be happy for whomever wins.
All I want from tonight is a good game because we talked about this before. Every game has been kind of a blowout, each individual game. I mean, yesterday was 9-3. All of them have won by like 4 or 5 points, something like that. So it would be nice if they actually both were able to score some runs tonight and make it a close game instead of just being a blowout from the beginning.
I mean, a nail biter would be just the best way to end this series. Mm-hmm. It would be so great. And either whoever wins of either city is just going to shut down completely. I mean, Cleveland did that last year when the Cavaliers won. So, both cities are going to be really ready to celebrate.
I want a nail biter that ends in 9 innings because I want to actually watch the whole game and I don't want it to go for like 15 innings.
So you want it to be a nail biter, but wrap it up nicely at 9 innings. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, hopefully it'll be a great game. I think, I'm going to vote for the Cubbies here only because they had the comeback story. They sort of have this miracle season. If they come back from a 3-1 deficit, that would kind of be the icing on their cake.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think they're on a roll. They're going to do it.
All right. So we think. So you think also Kara, the Cubbies will win tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Hopefully the three of us will not be the ones that jinx them. Also going on today, this trial, I had forgotten about this one. Jurors are expected to begin deliberating today in that defamation trial against Rolling Stone magazine. Do you remember it?
It
was way back in 2014. There was this story of a gruesome gang rape at the University of Virginia. Former university administrator Nicole Ramos sued the magazine for $7.5 million, claiming that the story that they did back in 2014, entitled A Rape on Campus, painted her as an insensitive to the needs of sexual assault victims. The story eventually debunked and was fully retracted, by the way, back in 2015, ignited a national conversation about sexual assault on U.S. campuses. A police investigation later found that there was no evidence even of a crime. An independent investigation by the Columbia School of Journalism found journalistic failure that encompass reporting, editing, editorial supervision, and fact-checking. So jurors now deliberating again in this Rolling Stone magazine case. I have to say, ladies, Rolling Stone magazine, at least for me, has turned into such a rag publication. I mean, mm-hmm. It used to be that they would report on music, and it was fantastic, and it was almost an iconic publication.
Yep.
Now, it's like they try to find themselves a political scandal to get involved with, and it doesn't seem right. It seems like it's just lost their way, especially when they're manufacturing something about a topic that is happening, and by doing this, they're downplaying the seriousness of it when it really happens on campuses.
That was
absolutely
so frustrating and horrifying to me. Was you had this huge story that was bringing light to something so horrible, and then it didn't actually happen, and so it makes everyone else who reports a story like this sound like they're making it up. It gives people an excuse to say, oh, well, this was made up, maybe that's made up too. But the Rolling Stone, after having such a huge flop like this, I don't think that they can ever come back as a credible source.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know how they get back. And, I don't know that they even do. I know that for myself, I get a lot of magazines. I have subscriptions to some ladies' publications and, Us Weekly and those kind of things. All of a sudden, gosh, about a year ago, Rolling Stone just showed up at my door. I didn't pay for it. So that tells me, obviously, that their subscriber base is leaving when they just all of a sudden start offering free subscriptions to keep their numbers high for advertisers. And it was almost hard to get through. I mean, these issues I mean, look, I would expect political stories in magazines about politics. I would expect political stories in magazines like Time Magazine, right? Mm-hmm. But when you get a magazine like Rolling Stone, who is supposed to focus on music and on the arts, it's really difficult to digest for me. And it's the same thing with musicians who get involved too much with politics. Like, I understand everybody gets a voice, but when you start using your bully pulpit to lecture against people, I just don't know how appropriate that is.
Yeah, it's very odd to me because so many of these places that we think of, we go to for entertainment, like Rolling Stone or say SNL or something like that. I mean, SNL has always been political, but none of them seem to get that they should stick with their own little genre because, you know, with all of this other stuff going on, I'm so tired of talking about politics that, yeah, I don't want to go to read Rolling Stone or go to watch fun TV at night and also have to hear about politics.
Yeah, yeah, we don't want to hear the housewives. Yeah, you don't want to hear the housewives talking about politics. So, right, you know, and you don't, when you read Rolling Stone, there's so much music news every day, and there's so much great music out there right now. Like, stick to, you know, stay in your lane, Rolling Stone. You know, stick to making it a coveted thing when a band actually gets put on the cover of Rolling Stone. you know,
and
people
that
don't care anymore.
Deal. Right.
That's
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, also in the lawsuit department, a $26 million lawsuit is moving forward. Over, if you watch infomercials or Home Shopping Network, you've seen information about this Wen cleansing conditioner, and there were claims of hair loss over it. So this lawsuit is moving forward. A federal judge in L.A. has given preliminary approval to a $26.25 million settlement for a class action lawsuit against shampoo brand Wen by Chaz Dean and distributor Guthy Ranker. The more than 200 members of the lawsuit say that the brand's cleansing conditioner led to hair loss, scalp irritation, and balding. If approved by a U.S. district judge, the suit would pay $25 to anyone who bought a bottle of the cleansing conditioner, which capped at $5 million, and up to $20,000 to people who experienced adverse reactions. That figure includes reimbursement for treatment as well as injury awards. Amy Davis, an attorney, told CBS Los Angeles, from what we understand about the product and how it causes hair loss, it contains virtually no cleanser. It's like using lotion to wash your hair. So instead of removing the product when you rinse it off, it just becomes impacted in your hair follicle. Ugh. A rep for Wen says, since the process of litigation is time-consuming and costly, we made a business decision to pursue a settlement and put this behind us so we can focus on delivering quality products. So the FDA gets involved with this in July. They issued a safety alert for the cleansing conditioner after it received 127 complaints here about hair loss, breakage, balding, itching, and rash.
And you know, the FDA, I saw this on the news, I think last summer it started to really gain momentum. And the FDA this all became a big deal because they got, I think you need to have 20,000 complaints is there's a level that it gets to. So they're at 28,000 complaints of hair loss and scalp irritation now. And so now the FDA is looking into complaints that didn't necessarily go directly to them, but complaints that went right to Chaz Dean and the maker. I use this stuff and it made my hair fall out. So
So you actually use this yourself?
Yeah. And I used it I have very, very thick hair. So I'm lucky that it didn't end in tragedy. But my hair started to thin out, and one day my boyfriend said, why does it look like there's like a small furry animal that was murdered in our shower?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I looked down at the drain and I thought, oh my God, my hair is just coming out in clumps. And overall, my whole head of hair got very thin, and I stopped using it because I didn't know that there was a connection, but I Googled it and I started seeing all these complaints from other women who had legit bald patches. Some of the pictures are horrific of what these poor women have gone through, and sometimes even little girls have lost all their hair. It's terrible.
A friend's mother had the same thing happen, and it was so bad that she actually had to shave her head because there were so many bald patches that it just looked better if you shaved the whole thing.
I mean, the thing is, it's fine to have a lawsuit and to have a settlement, which obviously, of course, they're going to settle. You know, Chaz Dean's company last year made $150 million in sales,
sure.
So $25 million is nothing to them to settle.
It's calculated risk, really.
Yeah, but how do you... But they have have to change the formula because more and more people, I mean, this stuff is still widely available. And
yeah,
if
they're still advertising it. I mean, I just saw it in a store the other day and
Sephora carries it now.
That's right. That's right. So make sure you check it out and more to come on this lawsuit because I know that's exactly what they'll do. They'll pay it off. They'll make it go away and then it'll be status quo.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Speaking of things that are not quite right, a woman thought she hit a jackpot for $43 million. Well, she got a big surprise, and it wasn't the money. We'll tell you the story next. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara at 45 past the hour.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fat.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch-resistant. Stylish. Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vitraza.com.
Use the discount code CHAIR to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vitraza.com.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Kraft Heinz. When we think of fall, we think of indulging in rich and flavorful meals, sides, drinks, and desserts. But as the temperatures drop and the holidays approach, our busy calendars begin filling up, leaving us with little time to think about preparing dinner. The solution? Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Stovetop Stuffing Mix has been America's favorite stuffing for more than 40 years. If it's not Stovetop, it's not Thanksgiving. For stress-free stuffing, choose Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Each box contains everything you need, including vegetables, seasonings, herbs, spices, and breadcrumbs packed with flavor. Unlike traditional stuffing, Stovetop Stuffing Mix can be prepared on the stove, in a pot, or even in the microwave. It's perfect for sharing with the whole family. Talk about your perfect side. It's ready for the table in just 5 minutes. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit craftrecipes.com/stovetop.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Better than a cup of coffee and a Prozac.
48 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie's out. He'll be back on Friday. Oh, boy, this story, ladies, I would be M-A-D mad. This woman, Katrina Bookman, was playing the slots in, at the Resorts World Casino in Jamaica, Queens, okay? She hits the jackpot on a slot machine in late August, and she was so excited when she saw the number displaying her winnings on the screen. It was $42 million and change,
wow.
Right? Almost $43 million. So she took a selfie. She's like, oh, my God, I just won. I mean, imagine winning $43 million, right? Of course, you're going to, I mean, I would have passed out probably,
yeah.
Had a heart attack, and then maybe tried to take a selfie. But it would have been the largest slot machine jackpot in U.S. history. She told CNN, she said, I can't even describe the feeling. It's like my whole body just got numb. But when she came back the next day to find out the exact size of her jackpot, a casino employee crushed her excitement. She comes in, she goes, okay, what did I win? You know, like, how much money? She was told by the casino staff, "You didn't win nothing." According to the New York State Gaming Commission, the casino told them that the machine had malfunctioned, and malfunctions void all pays and plays, which is a disclaimer on the machine. All they offered her was a steak dinner.
Oh,
for her trouble. Oh, I'd be so upset.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Victoria Keelan. That's Kara Schillen at the controls. Jen and Doug stepped away. Doug will be back on Friday. He's on vacation. And now we've got Chucker. Chuck Curry, our movie guru. He's got some TV news for us. Hey, Chucker.
Hey, how are you? And we're playing that theme song because David Schwimmer, one of the stars of Friends, turns 50 years old today.
Wow.
Friends
50 years old, I didn't think he was old.
It ran from 94 to 2004, so it's been off the air, believe it or not, for 12 years now. It almost seems hard to believe.
And people are still hoping for a reunion.
Well, I don't know. I don't see any reason why they couldn't get together and do a 1-hour reunion show. I think that'd be pretty cool and obviously highly rated. But would you say Friends was one of your favorite sitcoms of all time?
Not really, no. I was never really into Friends. I mean, if it's on in the background, I'll leave it, but...
These are my top 10 that I wrote down off the top of my head, and I'm going
to
date.
Are you going to name Happy Days? Because we're going to have to talk about. I've never seen Happy Days.
My number one would be All in the Family from the 70s. Archie Bunker, Carol O'Connor. Why? Because the show is timeless, in your face, very raw, socially relevant, and still, if you watch in repeats, hard to believe that they put a lot of that content on the air. But it was an amazing show. I don't know if you remember the show Soap, from 77 to 81, a great sitcom, very edgy, well ahead of its time also. Married with Children, why? Because it simply was funny, nothing more, nothing less. Taxi, great cast, Danny DeVito, Judd Hirsch, I love that show. I'll put Friends on there because I love the cast chemistry. Cheers was a great sitcom. I watched this in repeats when I was a kid, but I love The Honeymooners with Jackie Gleason. They only did, I think, 36 episodes, but all were great. Three's Company, another great show with John Ritter and Suzanne Summers. I got to put Happy Days on there because the Fonz is iconic. And I also like Good Times with J.J. Walker. I thought that show had a lot of social relevance, was very funny, and also very serious at times. I didn't put Seinfeld on the list simply because even though I love the cast, I'm not a huge fan of Jerry Seinfeld, and I just don't find him overly funny, although the rest of the cast, absolutely brilliant on that show.
And it's funny because Seinfeld was basically just being Larry David, who was the creator of Seinfeld. So it's really not Jerry being Jerry, it's Jerry playing Larry David. So you either love Larry David or you don't, you know. People seem to be very black and white with him.
You know, and in terms of syndication, it was Carol O'Connor, who played Archie Bunker, who first went to the network and worked out the first syndication deal where he made money off the repeats. And obviously the cast of Friends and the cast of Seinfeld is literally filthy rich from the syndication deal because the money they make on a yearly basis is absolutely enormous because those two sitcoms play repeatedly over the years, and the ratings still hold up pretty well generation to generation. So that's pretty impressive.
The syndication deals, that's why when shows, and now on social media, you know, any actors that you follow, you can always see when they're celebrating the 100th episode. That's the syndication eligibility, right? They need 100 episodes.
Exactly. That's why when Charlie Sheen bounced into that show Anger Management, he cut a deal that they would film 100 episodes, despite the fact whether the show was good, bad, or indifferent, that he would get a syndication deal out of it. And also, Two and a Half Men, pretty raw show, but that was a very funny sitcom in my opinion. Let's bounce into some movie news. The Harry Potter spinoff, Fantastic Beasts and Where. You can find them tracking at around a $75 million opening when it hits theaters November 18th. That means there's pretty sizable interest. It was announced yesterday that Johnny Depp has joined the cast of the sequel to that film. I believe they have planned 5 installments in this new Harry Potter franchise.
Wow.
This is an interesting story. James Cameron says they're working on new technology to have his Avatar sequels glasses-free when you watch it in 3D. That means they're going to play with the high frame rate. I love James Cameron as a director, but honestly, I just want to see a movie with a story. I don't really care about 3D, and they certainly don't care about 3D without glasses, although I think that would maybe re-spark an interest of some of the people that dislike 3D having to wear glasses.
Well, it's kind of like it's such a gimmick, you know? I mean, gimmicks are the only things that seem to get people into theaters, whether it's IMAX or a superhero movie. It has to have a lot of bells and whistles.
Yeah, I mean, and Cameron relaunched that gimmick in a fierce way where theaters are making, you know, $3 extra a ticket on 3D and forcing the general public to see the majority of shows in 3D, not 2D. I wait for 2D because I just don't like 3D and refuse to watch it anymore in a theater.
Yeah, and I'm the same way. I mean, it has to be something really, really big to get me into the theater. Chuck Curry, our movie guru, you can follow him. Are you on Twitter yet, Chucker?
I am. I am, but sporadically.
Sporadically. All right. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, at the...
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.